This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica to expand diplomatic relations with new territories. Over $620 million spent to improve health centers, and 100 students to begin training on the Career Advancement Program CAP. The news in detail after this message.
My mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them said them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if my work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says Jamaica will be seeking to build stronger relations with countries in Central America, South America, Asia, and Africa. This is part of plans to increase Jamaica's diplomatic presence in these regions, as well as foster increased growth and development opportunities for the country.
All of your countries are of great importance to Jamaica, and we value and appreciate your support. Our pursuit of the common vision of economic growth, sustainable development, and improved standards of living for all peoples, we must move beyond national borders. We must forge alliances, not only at the bilateral and regional levels, but also at the multilateral level.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that solid international partnerships will allow Jamaica and nations in the listed territories to have greater diplomatic and economic influence when dealing with larger, more developed countries. The Prime Minister was addressing members of the diplomatic corps at the University of the West Indies regional headquarters earlier this week as part of activities for Diplomatic Week 2015. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the ministry is committed to improving healthcare infrastructure across the island. He says since 2012, the ministry has spent over $620 million on infrastructural development for health centers.
We have spent over $131 million in CERO just dealing with health centers alone. And since taking office in 2012, we have spent over $620 million on health centers alone. And thus far, we have completed 128 health centers, and we are now ongoing with 9 additional centers. And I know there are challenges, because when you have over 300 health centers, 25 hospitals, it is no easy task. But we have to do what we have to do to improve the quality of care for our people.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a ceremony to mark the official opening of the Nannyville Health Center in Kingston on Wednesday. Over $51 million was spent to refurbish and equip the Nannyville Health Center through financing from the National Health Fund. The government will be providing 2,850 housing solutions for sugar workers in Westmoreland. Minister of Agriculture Derek Keller says 861 of the houses are to be completed this year, 650 in the Hertford Morass area, 85 in Shrewsbury, 6 in Braham, 70 in Maysmuir, and 50 in Yeast Plant. Minister Keller says the government has also sought to provide improved housing for sugar workers in Trelawney.
With grant funding from the US, the EU Barracks Relocation Program, some $298 million has been spent to rehouse 84 families at Spicy Hill, in Trelawney, and Maysmuir, and Shrewsbury, and Barham in Westmoreland.
In the meantime, the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings is also undertaking a housing development and community regularization program. And 100 students will begin training under the Career Advancement Program CAP by the end of this month. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says participants will be enrolled in school while receiving guidance in career and skill development through job placements.
They will enroll in the school-based apprenticeship modality, where they will attend school for 70 to 80% of the time, while being placed in a firm aligned to their respective program of study and skills competence for the remaining 30 to 20% of the time.
CAP was implemented in 2010 by the Ministry of Education to help increase the competencies of unskilled high school graduates aged 16 to 18 years, while providing them with career opportunities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.